Hello everyone, and welcome to the Apple Juice Show, where we bring you the latest in hot Apple tech in convenient juiced form. Now off to our host, George Drage.
Hello everyone, and today we have Jake Smith with us. How's it going, Jake?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Now, Jake, let people get to know who you are.
Yeah, so currently I'm an intern at 9to5mac.com, and 9to5mac is pretty well known in the Apple community. We break Apple news, give you good opinions, and yeah, it's just an all-around good Apple site to come to every day to get your daily fix.
Now, let me tell you, that is one of my favorite websites, 9to5mac. I didn't discover it, you know, early on. I used to do the unofficial Apple web blog and Mac Rumors, but for my day-to-day news that I go to every day is pretty much 9to5mac. And
yeah,
you know,
we're relatively new.
I mean
2008-ish.
Yeah. What's your favorite part about working for 9to5mac?
I like breaking stories. I mean, when anything pops up and I get the chance to write about it first, it's just a big adrenaline rush, and I really enjoy it.
Uh-huh. And how long have you been with them?
I've been with them since late June of this year, I believe.
That's right. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And how long have you been a Mac fan?
I've always wanted a Mac. I've been blogging online for like 3 years now, and like, if you just look around, almost everybody has one, so I'd always wanted one. I think spring of 2009, I got my first Mac Mini, which I really, really enjoyed. And then from there, I got my first iPhone, and then I got a MacBook Air, and I got the iPhone 4S. And I plan to add an iPad 3 to my arsenal whenever that lands, probably next year.
So find out, what is your setup? What's your day-to-day basis? What do you use?
So I have a Mac Mini for my main computer. It has a 64 gig SSD inside and 4 gigs of RAM. It works perfect for me. A lot of people might think that's under spec, but in my opinion, I've never had an issue. I never get hung up or anything. And then I have a 20-inch monitor that I'm working on. I plan on getting the 27-inch Cinema or Thunderbolt when I get a bigger desk, but right now it just don't really fit. And then I have a MacBook Air for laying on the couch and whatnot, and it really helps in the mornings when I need to check over stories and see if anything needs to get posted. And then I have an iPhone 4S, and I used to have an iPhone 4, but I went ahead and upgraded as my day-to-day phone, and then I test a couple Android phones at a time.
Very nice, very nice. Mm-hmm. And what how's the iPhone 4S going for you?
I really enjoy it. Now, for everybody, I don't think it's a necessary upgrade, but I feel like since I write about Apple, that I'm almost obligated to buy it.
Yeah, I've pretty much been the same way. When it comes to iPads and iPhones, I get, you know, I pretty much get every single iPhone and every single iPad. I mean, it does, at the end of the year, it comes up to be a lot of money, but it's something that, you know, I'm passionate about, and I do, you know, put forth, you know, at the beginning of the year, I know I need to save, you know, such and such for the iPad and such and such for the, you know, iPhone. Mm-hmm. Now, there's been a lot of reports about battery life. Are you experiencing the same, you know, with like, you know, is it draining pretty fast or what?
See, I got my iPhone 4S about a week ago. I pre-ordered it before it came out, so I was put on a pretty long waiting list. I did it in about middle of the week when you could pre-order. So I just got it recently, and I haven't noticed battery life myself, but I'm in a developer program, so I was able to get 5.0.1 beta 2, and
has it improved? You know, from that update, you know, has your battery life improved?
I want to say still it's not as good as the iPhone 4, but I haven't extensively tested it because I do have it docked a lot. I don't really take it away. I mean, when I get home from school, it goes on my dock on my desk. So I wouldn't be the person to ask. But there are still a lot of reports going around that things are still not as good.
Yeah, I can, you know, I've seen a lot of reports on the internet, and you know, I started, you know, having battery life, and then I started playing around with turning off different things like the diagnostic and usage and the, you know, the time zone, you know, thing, And then the raise to Siri to ear, I turn that off because, I mean, I don't really pick up the phone and raise it to my ear to talk to Siri. I just push the home button and talk to Siri. So
right.
I don't get the point of that. But I recently purchased a cinema display right before the Thunderbolts came out, which was I kind of meant to do that because I actually got a really good deal on it. I bought it from a known source, and it was like a couple hundred bucks off, which was I got a pretty good deal. So I'm pretty happy with the cinema display, by the way.
Yeah. So I might get one refurbed because I'm not too sure if I want the Thunderbolt or not.
The only thing is that makes me upset is that what happened was I just got a new MacBook Pro like the week before the MacBook Airs did the new ones.
Yeah.
And I got it and I knew that they were coming out, but then I didn't think, because to me, I wanted more power and MacBook Pro 15 inch, you know, is what I had before.
Uh-huh.
So I went ahead and I got that, but then the week after the 13 inch the maxed out i7 13 inch MacBook Air, I kind of wanted, and I still kind of regret not returning the MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
But I would have gone ahead and got the Thunderbolt display because FireWire is what I use for all my hard drives. So
yeah, daisy chaining too. So that might be a reason I get it. I'm not too sure yet. I'll have to, once I get a bigger desk, I'll see what the situation is.
And your MacBook Air is, do you have the 11 inch?
Yes, I have the base 11 inch.
Yeah, that's the one I was looking at that before I got the cinema display, because I was like, I could get a MacBook Air or I could get a, you know, cinema display.
Yeah.
And I chose for the cinema display because, I mean, I have an iPad too. So why would I want, my question is, do you think if you had an iPad and a MacBook Air, what would you use the iPad less?
I'm not really sure. I'd probably use my MacBook Air more, seeing as I blog and it, just sitting on the couch. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to blog from an iPad.
That's what my scare was. If I bought the MacBook Air, I wouldn't use my iPad as much. And
yeah,
I use my iPad pretty
definitely
much.
I don't think... I'm going to get an iPad 3 regardless, but I don't think I'd use it as much since I have a MacBook Air.
Yeah. So you're pretty content with your Mac Mini and MacBook Air situation.
Oh, yeah. It's perfect. I mean, I would like to get an iMac. I don't know. I just want every Apple product.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that would be ideal for me, would be the iMac and the MacBook Air 11-inch. Ideally, I would have done 27-inch iMac, but,
yeah,
you know, things happen and, you know, money's a question there. So, and besides, since you're, what grade are you in now?
I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore and I'm a freshman in college. I mean, it's kind of hard to, you know, deal with the money situation.
Definitely.
You know, which is good. Now, what are your daily, you know, what's your favorite, you know, name a couple apps that you use on your iPhone?
I don't really delve into the entirety of the App Store, even though I do work for App of the Day. AppOfTheDay.com also. I'm just not really into it, but I do have the daily ones I use every day. Like my home front page is Karen Plus, Verbs, Google Plus, Instagram, Twitter, of course. I'm obsessed with Twitter, constantly on that. And I use Reader constantly too to go through my RSS feeds and make sure I'm not missing anything.
Now, what's your Twitter app of preference, Mac just and iPhone?
Twitter.app.
And use a Twitter app on your Mac too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm more of a fan of Tweetbot. I've been using that for a while.
I've heard a lot of people like that, and I just haven't switched over yet. I'm not sure. I've been using the Twitter app forever now, and it'd just be weird to change. Like when I changed from Sparrow when I went from Mail.app to Sparrow, it was just a weird switch, which I finally got comfortable with, but I just have such a routine, I don't really want to change it up right now.
So you're using Sparrow as your main mail app?
Yeah, right. I'm now really excited for the iOS app that's going to come out soon.
Yeah, and me too. I have it, but I haven't fully, you know, jumped the gun yet and gone to Sparrow yet. I'm right now just using Mail, and that, mm-hmm. I've been content with that for a while because that's, I mean, everyone's standard, you know, mail app.
Yeah, when we switched over to Line, when everybody switched, I just didn't like the default mail app. Just wasn't for me. It was sluggish, so I just decided to pay the $10 and make the switch.
Oh, that's great. And So that's, you know, so that's what you use on your iPhone. You use Camera Plus. You don't use the camera app for the iPhone?
Not really. I think I liked being able to stabilize with Camera Plus and a couple other features it offers. But I really like the iPhone 4S camera. It's nice.
Yeah, the camera and the video recording. Now, what you had the iPhone 4 and you went to the iPhone 4S just like me. Right. What is in iOS 5, what's your favorite, you know, what's your favorite couple things there that changed in the iOS 5?
The notification bar is definitely awesome. I used that a lot. Twitter functionality baked in through the whole thing is nice. And the, I guess you call them pop-ups on the lock screen. I really like those.
Where you just slide to unlock, like if you get a text message, you just slide to unlock text message and opens
right.
up.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have a, it's kind of hard because you don't have an iPad. The funny thing is I like the iMessages, which is really cool because.
Oh yeah, for sure. I forgot that too.
I mean, it's kind of cool because you can, you know, you have the read receipts and the deliveries and you see, because sometimes the iMessage take a while to deliver itself. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because the other day I had my iPad and my iPhone going off when I was getting iMessages because it really comes in and then as soon as you read it, it marks it read on the other device, which is kind of confusing.
That's awesome. I really wish Apple would bring iMessage over to the Mac in some form or another.
Yeah, because I'm always on iChat, so it's, you know, just simply to open up iChat and iMessage someone via. That's how I hope they integrate it, which is through iChat.
Yeah, and I'd really like to see iChat functionality over on the iPhone with AIM built in throughout and whatnot.
That would be something interesting. I don't know if that, you know,
it wouldn't roll out to the mainstream, but I mean, I don't think the mainstream would really pick it up.
Yeah.
So I don't really see them doing it, but I think it would be pretty cool if they did.
Yeah. And that's iOS 5. We got covered. We got the iPhone 4S. Are you using any cases for your iPhone 4S?
No, I just keep it naked. I don't like cases. I think it just kind of ruins the whole feel of it. And I kept my iPhone 4 in pretty good condition. I had it for like 6 months, so I kept it in good condition. And I might get the $99 protection plan just in case I drop it.
Just in case you drop it, because I don't think they're doing the you can't go in there anymore and without a protection plan they won't change
right.
it for
they,
you right
they can't or they've totally done away with the kind of I don't want to say sketchy but under the door being able to give you a new device if you broke it.
Well, that kind of stinks because I mean I think some people aren't gonna. You know, aren't going to even notice it and not even going to buy the protection plan.
Yeah, my hope is that if I do drop it, I could just go to one of the Genius Bar guys and say, look, I'll pay the $100 to get into the program and let me just pay the $45 to switch it out. So just start the program from when I broke it. So I might do that or just go to Safe Road and get it now. But I keep my phone in pretty good shape. It's always in my pocket.
Yeah, I mean, same with me. I mean, I had cases every once in a while. I would take them off, you know, and, you know, towards the end of the iPhone 4S when I knew the iPhone, towards the end of the iPhone 4 when the iPhone 4S was coming out, I kind of kept it naked. And I do like the feel of it. And now that there's no, you know, the antenna problem, which is
right.
great, you know, now I can hold it anywhere and, you know, I won't lose coverage.
Right.
So that's pretty cool. Did you get the black or the white one?
I got the black. I had kind of regretted. I wish I got the white. But my theory was that once I got the white, there was no going back. So
I had the white 4. I had I had the black 4, and then I got the white 4.
Uh-huh.
And I really liked it. At first I liked it, and then I just said, you know what? I had the white one, so I'm just gonna go to the black one.
Yeah.
And I kind of regret doing that, and I kind of also regret not getting a white iPad because I got the black iPad.
Yeah, but, I'll probably get a white iPad.
But I think what I would do is next iPad that comes out, I'll get white, and then next iPhone comes out, I'll get white because, I mean, I really do like the white. Now, it's funny because I think everyone that got a 3G or a 4S, they got the white ones.
Yeah.
Because when they got the 4, the white wasn't available.
Uh-huh.
So that's my speculation right there. Now, what Do you have any favorite Mac apps you use that are other than standard?
I use Sparrow constantly, Reader constantly, just got to keep on top of everything. And I use Chrome over Safari. I really enjoy the speediness of it. I use Twitter daily also, and I use iChat to talk to coworkers and friends. Spotify is my default music app. I love Spotify. I'm on their unlimited program, so I can have it on my iOS device too. And then I don't only use iTunes when I actually need to sync my iPhone. And I'm pretty sure that's it. And then I use Cloud App. I really love Cloud App.
Cloud App, the screen sharing. I use Cloud App. That's any text editor you use? Text editor?
I use Pages. That's about it for when I need to write papers for school. But I always write my blog posts in WordPress. I don't really like using the focus-oriented word processors.
No, you don't like TextMate or anything like that?
Nah, it's just faster, in my opinion, to do it all through WordPress.
Yeah, that's the best way to go. I mean, that's if you're constantly online. If you're offline, then you have to choose another route.
The amount I post, it's kind of essential to be in there. But if I was writing a couple, like one post every couple of days, I'd probably just do it through a text editor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's pretty much wraps it up.
All right.
Anything you want to plug?
9to5mac.com/author/JacobSmith is all my stuff. And then visit 9to5mac.com daily. We have like 3 to 4 writers. We always keep the site going. You'll never miss a beat of what happens important in the Apple universe. And then you can follow me on Twitter at @JacobSmith.
All right. Thanks, Jake. It was a pleasure having you on.
I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.